I suppose a pail is used for other things, but a milk, milk bucket is for milk.
On the farms, when you maybe collect garbage to feed to the hogs, what'd you call that thing you kept to keep garbage in? Take out to the hogs.
Crawl. You mean what, you fed it in?
No, no, not what you fed it in, but what you
took it out
in.
Oh, there's three or four terms for that. Slop barrel, a swill barrel.
Okay.
Slop, well, now see, I guess I don't know. I'd say slop bucket.
Slop bucket?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Okay.
Slop bucket.
Yeah, you always, most of them talk about slopping the hogs when, you know, when they're feeding them liquid feed.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're talking about where you kept it, some of them's called a swill barrel, some called a slop barrel.
Yeah, maybe the difference between a slop barrel and a slop bucket is size.
Yeah, yeah, I imagine it would be.
Sure.
Oh, we used to put brown feed in a barrel, put water in, let it soak. Mm-hmm. Always called a slop barrel, but a lot of fellas call a swill barrel.
Would you say, would you call it a slop bucket if you just had a little small thing? With
yeah, we always called it home. My mother always had a a bucket in the house for all the table waste and things like that. Always called a slop bucket.
Mm-hmm. The type of pan that you use to fry eggs in is, what do you call that?
I call it a frying pan.
A lot of people call it a skillet.
Yeah, but I call it a frying pan.
I think you'll find most people call it a frying pan. Quite a few of them call it a skillet.
Okay. Would you, I mean, what's it made of? Is there anything particular?
Cast iron is the thing.
How about a larger, say, round vessel that you maybe use to maybe make apple butter or something? Would you?
Well, he's got one of those outside.
Okay, you call it a kettle. Well, the thing you, again, these are pronunciation items real quick. The thing you stir the kettle with.
Paddle.
Well, or smaller, it would be a, it's a knife, fork, and a
spoon.
Okay. If you had something you wanted to stick flowers in, what would you call that to keep them fresh?
Are you talking about a frog?
Oh, no, no. If you just want to keep flowers in the house and you want to put them in water, what do you call the little thing you put them in?
Vase.
Is that what you call it?
That's what I call it.
Okay.
That's what most everybody calls them that I know of.
Okay. When you wash the dishes, and again, this is somewhere looking for pronunciation. You wash the dishes. What do you have to do after when you've got them all soaked up? You have to do what?
Rinse them?
Yeah,
dry them.
Yeah.
Well, rinse them and then dry them.
Alright.
What do you use to dry them with?
Towel.
Just a towel or a dish towel or?
Well, I'd say take a towel. Well, I just take towel.
Do you have anything you use to...
a dish towel.
Dish towel. Mm-hmm. You have anything you use to dry or to wash them with?
Well, I'd say dish rag.
Okay. Is that... what you say, or you're not involved in this?
It's always been a dish rag where I grew up.
Instead of cloth, it's rag.
Didn't term it a dish cloth, it was always a dish rag.
When you want to dry yourself off after you've taken a bath, what do you call the thing you dry yourself off with?
Towel.
Just a towel, or?
I'd say towel. You'll holler, get me a towel. You won't say get me a bath towel, just a towel.
You wouldn't say Turkish towel or anything like that.
No. Just get a towel.
Yeah, that's probably an older term. When the when you're in washing the dishes, of course you got running water. What do you call a thing you turn on?
Faucet.
Is that what you call it? Faucet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The how about if you got a hose? Say you got your running water hooked up to something in the side of the house where you connect a garden hose. What do you call that?
Silcock. What I call it.
What?
Silcock.
I wouldn't know. Can't say I have any name for that.
Okay. How about if you had a barrel with something on it that you could turn off and on?
Oh, that's a spigot? No, that's not a barrel.